Well, we have a special guest with us again, somebody we saw last week at the Harvest for Hunger campaign. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up, too. Dr. Don Sheldon, CEO, University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. Doctor, thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Craig and Bruce. Appreciate it.
Sure. So we have we have Elyria Medical Center, and for people who may not be aware of what's going on or what has transpired over the past 8 or 9 months, take us through that. Give us an update.
For clarification, for those of those in the community that have been around for many years, you remember Elyria Memorial Hospital, then you remember EMH, you remember EMH Healthcare, and now it's University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. And we're proud to be the same institution we've always been for over 100 years, serving the community. But what's important is our new relationship, being a part of University Hospitals, helps to assure our long-term strength and the ability to provide excellent care to our community. One of the reasons we chose University Hospitals as a partner is several years ago they looked at their system as a whole and they said, where's the growth occurring? Where do people want their care? Do they want to come downtown? Sure, when you have a very serious problem, a complicated problem. But for the majority of medical problems, people want their care out in the community, closer to home. And therefore, they have structured their system to be committed to the local communities and where possible and where practical to bring the strength of their resources, their programming, their expertise out to the community. And that played a huge role in our deciding to partner with them.
When you bring those assets and you bring them to Lorain County, I've got to think that you bring all kinds of new talent, maybe new, I don't know about new approaches necessarily, but maybe some fresh ideas in the mix.
Absolutely. And as an example, we will, as you know, Seidman Cancer Center, part of University Hospitals, is out here in Lorain County already. And we'll be working to enhance the programming that we can deliver to the county through that. We'll have increased relationship with Rainbow Babies and Children's. Everybody knows that that fine quality institution that, again, is part of University Hospitals. And that's just an example of the kinds of programs we're going to bring out here. We've already brought out the Harrington Cardiovascular Institute. Our open heart program has flipped over to using the Harrington Cardiovascular Institute for its support and its cardiovascular surgeons. That transition went very smoothly, and we're up and running and delivering excellent cardiovascular care for open heart surgery.
Talk a little bit about the, I guess, cooperation and how things came together, because you've got two large healthcare providers. Kind of mix and match and blend and make things happen together. How has that worked out?
Well, it's worked out with a lot of work. It will take probably another 12 to 18 months to become fully integrated. But one of the things that brought us together again is you have to have good strategy, and it made sense. We brought something valuable to University Hospitals, a stronger Westside presence. Strategy is important, but as Peter Drucker would say, culture eats strategy for lunch every day, meaning you have to have a good cultural blend. And I can tell you we have an excellent blend of culture between the two organizations, which makes this transition go faster and smoother. And at the center of that is University Hospitals' focus on the local communities. We've always had that. They bring more to the table.
We talked about it at the start, how we saw you last week for Harvest for Hunger, the kickoff. Tomorrow we're going to have Major Robert Sears on the program here from the Salvation Army, and he had some nice testimonials to talk about the need for that. They made you the honorary chair. Is that the title? Or at least
absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about that involvement.
It's a great program, and I'm honored to be a part of it. This time of year, every year, is their Harvest for Hunger campaign to raise money to help supply food for those in need. You know, people may not realize this, but over 50,000 people in Lorain County don't know where their next meal is coming from. 43% of those are children, 11% of those are the hungry elderly. This is critically important. And for every dollar we raise, we can provide 6 meals. So we would like to bring in $200,000 or more. And if you do the math, that's about 1.2 million meals that we could serve with this campaign.
There's a natural tie-in, really, to the health community and to hunger and feeding people, because it's the proper nutrition, it's the food, which is the basis for anyone's real good well-being and health. So it kind of ties in quite well with what you do as for a living.
It's one of those basic needs that we cannot ignore. You know, around the holidays, people are very giving, and everybody appreciates that. But, you know, organizations like Second Harvest, they get into a bit of a lull here in the winter months, and the need doesn't go away. If anything, the need increases. So it's critically important that we raise this money so this organization can be there to be the warehouse for food for so many agencies in the county that offer food to those in need.
When you talk about healthcare, you know, nutrition, that kind of thing, it makes me think about how, at least my perception is, healthcare has changed, certainly in recent years, maybe more focus on prevention than, you know, what comes later. Is that?
Absolutely. You know, healthcare in the past, strangely enough, hospitals, healthcare organizations, in a sense, we got paid for taking care of illness. We're almost rewarded for taking care of illness. And that's not where the focus should have been or where it should be going into the future. It should be preventing illness, keeping people well. And, you know, many years ago, then EMH, we put up a fitness center in Avon, and that whole concept was to drive wellness, keep people well, so that's the real way you keep down healthcare costs.
Our guest today has been Dr. Don Sheldon, CEO of University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. I got that right. I can't imagine where all the business cards are going. Or the printers are getting back to work, knowing that there was a change in the title for that. But we appreciate you stopping out this morning as we continue putting the spotlight on Elyria from our